Unit 8, Lesson 8.8, Exercises 6 and 7. 1.
My name is Sasha and I'm Vietnamese-American. I didn't come here following the American dream, though. I didn't know anything about it. I was adopted when I was a baby and I grew up with my parents in New England. They're American, so they couldn't teach me Vietnamese. I sometimes feel a bit awkward about that when I meet other Vietnamese-American families, but I guess everyone's story is different. I am learning Vietnamese, though, and I would love to go visit one day.
2.
Hi, I'm TJ, and I'm Irish-American. I mean, I'm American, I guess. I was born here, and so were my mom and dad. But my family was originally from Ireland. I know the stereotype is all about the St. Patrick's Day parades and dyeing the Chicago River green. Everybody finds they're a little bit Irish on the 17th of March. But I'm genuinely interested in Irish culture and heritage. I'm studying Irish literature, and I'm going to Ireland next summer to research my family roots. I know that in Ireland, people will probably see me as another American, but it's important to me to know where I come from.
3.
Have you ever heard the story about the German language in America? People say that in the 1700s, there was a vote on whether the official language of America should be German or English. The story goes that came down to a single vote. One guy who could have made America so different, and he voted for English. It's a funny thought, isn't it? A lot of people believe that it's true, but it's just an urban legend. 44 million Americans have some German ancestry. That's a lot of people. Most of them have been in the USA for generations. And only 5% of them speak German.
4.
Did you know that Chicago calls itself the second biggest Polish city in the world, after Warsaw? That's quite surprising, isn't it? But there is a large community of Polish Americans here. Polish people have been coming to America since 1595, but it's difficult to know the exact numbers, because immigrants from Poland were often recorded as coming from Germany, Russia, or Austria. One major difference about Polish immigrants, though, is that most of them didn't intend to stay. Their idea was to come to America for a few years and then return home. There were almost 10 million Americans with Polish ancestry, so some of them must have stayed.